Thank you very much for speaking to me. How does it feel to be 50 grand lighter in the wallet tonight?
I think it's a matter of putting your money where your mouth is. I've said all season that I believe Grimsby Town are going to go up. To me, they've got one of the best squads in the conference. In my opinion, they're the biggest club in the conference. We've got one of the best managers in the conference. I'm sure, you know, lots of clubs would have Paul Hurst as their manager if they could. And I think it's a matter of, you know, because there's been a lot of negativity as well with people, with John Fenty, the board, and Paul Hurst. And I think, to be honest with you, it's been unwarranted. I just think the squad are absolutely fantastic. I think the board, for what they do for the club, with the restraints of the finances they've got, and, you know, and John Fenty personally, in my opinion, covers the shortfall of the club every season, and I don't think a lot of people realise he does that, and I think a lot of the negativity towards him is unwarranted, and towards the manager.
So £50,000 is what you've put in. The club has signed two players today in the shape of Christian Jolly and Gregor Robertson. How much of the money that you've invested as a family today has gone on those transfers?
I don't know exactly how much of it has gone on there. We had a discussion for the last couple of weeks, myself, John and the board, about possible targets. And one of the things we discussed, and I was privileged to meet Chris Doyle, assistant manager, and Paul Hurst and John Fenty on Friday, and we had a meeting, and we discussed potential targets. And one of my criteria is I think it's got to be players that are not going to be sitting on the bench, who are going to come in, they've got to be experienced, they've got to make a difference, lift the fans, lift the players, lift everybody, and prove to the rest of the conference that Grimsby Town mean business, and we're going up this season. You know, we beat Barnet, a lot of people didn't think we could do it, you know, Lincoln beat Barnet, and I don't see any reason why Grimsby couldn't go on and win the league and go up as champions. Why can't we?
So, Lee, is this money, is this purely for transfers? And if so, is that just for transfer fees, or is it covering wages as well?
I believe it's covering wages as well. Obviously, I've spoke to John Fenty and the board, and, you know, if another player came up and this player's going to make a difference, like I've said to him, come and talk to me again.
So, I mean, you've invested, just to clarify, Lee, is it £50,000 you've invested?
It is, yes, today.
And of that, would you expect that sum could increase?
It could do, yeah. I've said to the board quite openly, if there's a player what comes up and, you know, and Paul Hurst and the board think this guy's going to make a difference, this guy's going to, you know, come and speak to me. My ears are open.
And what do you, I mean, the cynic inside of me says these days everybody wants something for nothing, or at least we all want something for our return. So you put this money in, what do you get out of it?
I get out of it the pleasure of going every week, sitting in my box and watching them. You know, I'm privileged, as most people know, I was privileged to win the Euro Millions with my wife in 2011. We've been very lucky with investments and one thing and another, and, you know, I'm just a football fan. I don't want anything in particular off the club, but, you know, the club have gave me cheers to the value of what I've put in. I haven't lost anything. My two sons are the biggest Mariner fans in the planet. My youngest lad wants to be a footballer, he wants to play for Mariners, and so on. And, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, why not put the money into Grimsby Town? You know, if I show that I've got confidence in the board, the squad and the manager, maybe there's other people in Grimsby or in a financial position where they can come and help, where they can put some money forward. You know, and if this lifts the team and they start performing, which I'm sure they will, you know, and more people will start attending, which is more revenue at the gate, and then that allows the board to go on and get better players.
So there's no ambition to be further involved in the club beyond just being a benefactor with money-wise, then?
I can't lie and say that I haven't spoke to John Fenty at the beginning of the pre-season, and we did speak about becoming a director and one thing and another and what it would involve. And I'm not saying never say never. Obviously, I'm not interested in taking over the club or anything like that. And you know, and I've heard some of these rumours on social media today that, you know, I've got big ambitions of being the champ. But, you know, that's totally untrue. I'm just a Grimsby fan, and I'm pleased me and my wife could help.
Well, Lee, a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you very much. And you said you... people wind me up and say if I lend someone a quid, it feels weird. And it feels weird for me. How does it feel to sign a cheque? I mean, do you just write a cheque for £50,000 and say, pop that in the bank and spend it on players?
But basically, that's what happened. I spoke to John Fenner, we, you know, this didn't obviously happen overnight. We've been in discussions on and off all season of what we could do to help the club. I helped the club last year in a fundraiser, what the stewards did to help money for the Grimsby Town Youth. I understand that the club obviously have to fund the youth team themselves, which I know is difficult, and, you know, like every other team in the conference, we've got a youth team. And we just discussed ways of what I could do to help the club. And obviously, I was never pressurised in any way by the board, which I thank them for. Like I said, I've had several discussions with John Fenty personally, they're just the two of us. And, you know, me and my wife just thought the time was right. And, I actually opened negotiations once. I was talking to John one Sunday. We were talking about the performance of the team and all that. And I just put the council on the table and said, look, if there was anybody we could buy, who would it be, sort of thing? What could we do? You know, if I put money into the club, can it specifically be used for getting some players in? And, you know, and it went from there.
Mm.
You know, obviously, I haven't chosen the players. As far as I'm concerned, the players have been solely the manager's choice. And, you know, like I said, I've obviously been given the names. I've looked up them, and it was agreement between us that basically it would be a... They would give me a name of a player, I'd look into him, and if I thought, yeah, if I agree with him, this guy's going to be, you know, make a difference, well, you know, you can get him, by all means, go and get him.
And just finally, I mean, you said at the start of this that you are a Euro Millions winner, and that's where obviously some of that finance has come from, and then obviously you've invested well. I mean, do you have a background in business? Are you somebody that is seen within the local business community?
No, not at all. I'm not a businessman whatsoever. My background is that I went into the armed forces. I'm just a normal working bloke. I was very lucky with my wife. We won the Euro Millions. What many lottery winners don't do, which unfortunately is to their own peril, we listened well to the National Lottery, we took their advice. You know, at the end of the day, these people do this week in, week out, and if you're looking in a position where you do win the Euro Millions or you become a millionaire, listen to the advice you get. That's what these people are there for, and if you don't follow their advice, why do you bother paying them? You know, they're there to make you money, to advise you, and that's what we've done. We listened very carefully. We've never had any stupid purchases. You know, I don't ride around in Ferraris or anything like that. That's just absolutely stupid to drive around in a Ferrari, you know, in my opinion. Who wants to drive a car just 4 miles to the gallon? How much you got in your wallet? You just wouldn't. I wouldn't, personally. So, it's just a matter of listening and to what the advice you give and following it.